From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. If you've been listening to the news or watching or downloading video from the internet, you have probably heard the N-word recently. And this week, the Reverend Jesse Jackson called for a complete ban on it. His plea came after a comedy club rant by comedian Michael Richards, who later apologized. The back and forth has sparked a national conversation. Now we'll take it a step further. How are artists responding to the proposed ban on the N-word? Some say using it's offensive, others say it's simply free speech. We spoke earlier with rapper KRS-One and comedian Paul Mooney. KRS-One led the seminal rap group Boogie Down Productions, or BDP, whose 1988 album contained the track Stop the Violence. KRS-One, whose name is Chris Parker, is also the founder of the Temple of Hip Hop, an organization preserving hip-hop history. And comedian Paul Mooney has entertained audiences for more than 30 years. He's played on The Chappelle Show and on stages around the world. Before we start, an important advisory. In our conversation about the N-word, we will actually use the word. We started out with a 24-year-old comedy routine that could have come out of today's headlines. It's Richard Pryor from 1982, and he explains why, after years of using the N-word in his comedy, he suddenly put it off limits.
And a voice said to me, he said, look around, what do you see? And I said, I see all colors of people doing everything, you know. And the voice said, do you see any niggas? And I said, no. And I said, you know why? Because there aren't any. And it hit me like a shot, man. I started crying. I was sitting there, I said, yeah, I've been here 3 weeks. I haven't even said it. I haven't even thought it. And it made me say, oh my God, I've been wrong. I said, I ain't gonna never call another black man a nigga. You know, cause we never was no niggas. That's a word that's used to describe our own wretchedness. And we perpetuate it now, cause it's dead. We come from the first people on the earth, right? We's the first one to say, where the am I? And how do you get to Detroit?
Now, Paul, you, I'm sure, know those words well because you helped write Richard Pryor's material on that Live from the Sunset Strip tour. So did you guys talk about this as, you know, jointly about the decision not to use the N-word?
Yeah, we did. And it was quite dramatic because we had made money off the word. We had got famous off the word. And we had a romance with the word, and we were married to it. And Richard came out with this. It came out of nowhere, and it was such fun. And Richard came back from Africa very serious about it and talked to me. And at that time, I was so caught up in it, I couldn't see the forest for the N-word. I
said, so well, you thought he was wrong.
I said, that's for you. That ain't for me. And I, because we got up, he got up on stage and announced it at the Comedy Store. And I said, and Robin Williams, there, a lot of people were there. And I got up and I followed him. And I said, well, all of you are N-words to me. All of you. To him, that's his decision. Because he's his own person. I'm my own person. And that was real. And the times and the situation that it was, and I told him, I said, Richard, how could you give that up? I mean, it was such a tool. So Richard did that, and Richard's career changed. And so at the time, I was saying, you know what? I bet them white folks sit Richard down. I bet there ain't been no Africa, no. You know, this is in my mind. And told him, don't say that, and we'll do this, because his whole career changed. I said, that's what this is about, economics, I thought. But I ended up, I was wrong, and he was totally right. And seeing the Michael Richards tape, I had an out-of-body experience, because I've never been outside of myself. And I saw the weapon that it was. It was like a nuclear bomb. And it just hit me. I mean, he was actually my Dr. Phil. He cured me with the word. It wasn't a stand-up performance. It was actually, and I'm not being funny, a nervous breakdown. He's not in denial about it. He knows he has that in him, and he's very sorry for it. I know the man over 20 years, and I was in a private room with that man, and he grabbed a hold of me like he was so glad I was there, and he's so glad I didn't jump on him. And he was so apologetic, and he really, at least he knows that. People suppress and hide it because we live in a racist society, and society has to take responsibility for it too.
All right, Well, let me go to KRS-One. You really have pushed the concept of edutainment, really using hip-hop in a conscious way. But you had one of your songs with BDP that was called House Niggas.
Mm-hmm.
What was your intent in using the word? Do you regret it?
I would start with who has the power to define. This is what hip-hop deals with, because even the word hip-hop is a made-up word. And when you look at our entire language, it's not just nigga, N-I-G-G-A, that we use or transform, I should say. It is fly and dope and hoe, H-O-E. That word doesn't exist. It's either whore or hoe, as in a garden tool. Hip-hop has taken that and created new words and new terms to match our intelligence. Yes, N-I-G-G-E-R is offensive, no doubt about it. Any hip-hopper will tell you straight up, if you don't speak to me in the entire hip-hop language, meaning you coming at me with all the transformed words, and then you use the word nigga. Now I understand where you coming from. You part of the family. You down with us. But if you're going to use straight up, you know, correct English or CNN English, and then slip the word nigga in. No, you violated right there.
So what, now, what you're saying, if I understand correctly, is that you can use the word if you're in house, but not if you're out of house. But, you know,
according to hip hop, in our rules, yes. Nigga to me is not offensive at all. For me, in hip hop, if somebody said something like that, like for instance, if Eminem had a called us niggas, which he does, and himself, by the way, there would have been another rapper who would have stepped up and challenged him in rap. Meaning that, to me, if you're a comedian and you using the word nigga and you use it out of context with other comedians and then saying, wait a minute, you crossed the line here on this issue, then I think the battle should start. May the best orator of the word win. Because that's what words are. They are, it's linguistic poetry. I describe the world. The world does not describe me.
Paul,
that's hip-hop.
Paul, words do have a certain power. I mean,
no, well, he doesn't see, his generation doesn't come from a lynching generation and doesn't come and hasn't seen what we've seen, the Emmett Till that went through. And they're defining their own existence. And the Nazis did that. Hitler did that. They had their own private little thing to keep the world away and to dislike a thing. And it is America, and it's your decision. But this is a word for me. I mean, it's just for me. I'm just a recovering N-word alcoholic. Been there, done that. So I realize a drunk when I see one. I understand all of it. And our society is really the blame for all of this. It creates these monsters. It's the Dr. Frankenstein of our world. And our world, see, as a black people, whether he's hip-hop or not hip-hop or punk rock or whatever he is, if they bring back slavery and start picking up black people again to make them slaves, they'll pick up the hip-hoppers, me and everybody else, and they'll pick up Mariah Carey, they'll pick up everybody. It's to keep us divided. It's to keep us, that Willie Lynch syndrome. It's the young not respecting the old. I don't want that. I want that now us, we come from the land of kings and queens, and we've got to pick ourselves up. We can't let anyone else do it.
That's
as
it.
A black race, and I want to be celebrated, not tolerated, and to come together and unite. And we've got to get this out of. We got to destroy that word. We got to bury it. We really have to do that. And seriously, on whatever level.
Well, okay. Let me go back to Chris, KRS-One.
Yeah.
What do you think about these calls in and among certain folks of profile in the community to say, you know what, we just need to drop it?
Yeah, I would follow something like that, but only if, well, should I say, with conditions. The condition is this. If you respect my intelligence, I'll respect yours. So if you want the N-word to stop, for rappers to stop saying the N-word, then we're going to have to sit down and we're going to have to discuss what that word means to you, and what that word means to us.
And I, you know what? I agree with you, and I'm going to tell you something funny. And I know you because you have a sense of humor. I already know that. You're very bright, and I'm not dumb. When I discussed this with Whoopi Goldberg, you know what she said to me?
What?
She said, give me an end pass because I got to curse somebody out Friday. After that, I'll stop saying it.
That is funny. That is funny.
Isn't it? She wanted a pass.
That's how I would approach it representing hip-hop is, what if we did X and AACP and so on for a pass? when we did our concerts, we put a pass forward. And how would you get approved? Well, based on your conduct for the year. How did you add to the collective vision of African Americans in the country, or just black people in the country. How did you add to that? Here's your past. But I'll tell you this, there's something, the reason I bring intelligence into this is because I think that's what's really lacking. Does freedom of speech have anything to do with this, or are we beyond that?
No, we're beyond. It has nothing to do with freedom of speech.
Oh, okay, but a lot of folks say it is freedom of speech.
That's a trap.
Okay, but wait a minute.
But a lot of people say, oh, I'm Spanish. No, you speak Spanish. Don't get trapped in that. You have to be smarter than that.
But here's the way. This is the point right here, is that we're not thinking about the word. We're emotionalizing the word. Because if you think about the word,
we're going to get together as a people, and we're going to discuss this intelligently. We're going to have a conference on this. We're going to do this. And
well, you're starting out, Paul, by having your first N-word-free show in D.C. at
Washington,
the Lincoln
D.C.
Theater.
At the Lincoln Theater. It's myself and Dick Gregory, and it's this Saturday, and we're doing two shows, and we want everybody to come out, and we're going to try to straighten this thing out. And even they have taken the word from the N-word, now they've to riggers. And I'm glad.
When you say they, who do you mean?
You. Anyway, when I say they, you figure it out, okay? They. Anyway, that's an old word. White people have very clever with words. That's why they say the race card. That came from O.J. And I'm not interested in the race card. I'm interested, how did it get in the deck? That's what I want to know.
Okay. Well, on that note, I am sure we are going to get a lot of letters. Been talking to comedy great Paul Mooney, who has worked with everyone from Richard Pryor to Red Fox, Dave Chappelle, who was here with us at NPR West, giving me grief. And also KRS-One, hip-hop artist, philosopher, and founder of the Temple of Hip-Hop. Thanks, both of you.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. I'm blickety-black, blacker than black, black, I'm blacker than black, yo, because I'm black, and I'm black.